弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我信主的过程，我自己有这样子的疑问，我也听到弟兄姐妹呢曾经问过这样子的问题。
In the process of my believing Jesus Christ, I had such a doubt, and I heard the brothers and sisters had such questions for me.
就是呢，这一件事情呢，到底是不是父神的旨意
？That is, if this is the will of God.
我做了这件事情的话，耶稣基督他会不会生气啊
？If I have done this thing, will Jesus Christ be angry at it?
那如果我不做的话呢，是不是消灭了圣灵的感动呢
？If I don't, did it?Destroy the touch of Holy Spirit.
在旧约里头呢，有一个事件，他描述到呢，写到这个摩押娃巴勒，他派人呢要去请这个巴兰有一个请求。
In Old Testament, there was a story talking about the king of Moab, Balak, will send his ambassador with the gifts to ask for Balaam for something.
他带着很多的礼物礼金，他要请求巴兰干什么呢？
Brought with many gifts, gold and stuff, and what they will ask for Balaam for?
要去咒诅以色列人。
Want to curse Israelites.
因为那时候以色列人刚从埃及出来，正面对这个巴勒他的领土，正跟他对面着。
Because at that time, the Israelites just coming out of Egypt and standing in front of Moab territory.
所以这时候巴兰呢，他就请客人过夜。
Balaam, excuse me, Balaam asked for the guests to stay overnight with him.
因为呢，他要来询问耶和华神的旨意。
Because he wanted to see the will of God.
神的第一句话是什么？
What's the first word from God?
在你这里的人都是谁
？Who are they with you？
你知道耶和华神是全知的神。
You know God is omniscient God。
他的意思是说呢，你知道他们是谁，你知道他们要干什么，为什么还留他们在你家呢
？God really means what do you know about who are these guys? What they want to do at your place？
神让巴兰解释了之后。民数记二十二章十二节，神对巴兰说：“你不可同他们去，也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。”
After letting Balaam give his explanation, God said in Numbers 22 verse 12, "But God said to Balaam, 'Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people because they are blessed.'"
所以第二天早上呢，巴兰就回答了，然后呢，让这些使者们他们都回去。
So the next morning, Balaam answered and asked these folks to go back to home.
记不记得又发生了？接着发生了什么事
？Don't you remember what happened after that?
哎呀，这个使者呢又来了，是更高阶的使者，而且呢是带了一张空白支票。
These ambassadors came again, even with a high ranking and a blank check.
巴兰他又留客人过夜了，因为呢还是一样的理由。他说呢，我要询问耶和华神的旨意。
Balaam did the same thing, asked those folks to stay overnight with him with the same reason, asking the will of God.
但是这一次呢，神让巴兰去了。
And this time, God let Balaam go with them.
巴兰可能以为呢，神的态度改变了哦。
Balaam thought maybe God changed his mind.
我们这些读圣经的说，大概是神受不了了吧？他降低了标准了。
For those of us reading the Bible, thinking maybe God is too troublesome. He just say impatient. Let him do it.
但是神知道巴兰他的心硬，他要去，所以呢，神就放一个方式。
Knowing Balaam's heart is hardened, so God used another way, let him go.
早晨，巴兰起来，他就骑着驴，然后跟着使者一起去了。
In the morning, Balaam got up on his donkey and went with his guests.
巴兰骑着驴呢，他离开正路，他走到田间去了。巴兰生气，就打驴了。
On this road, the donkey went off the road, and then Balaam's angry. He struck the donkey.
然后呢，在葡萄园的窄路上呢，驴呢又靠着墙角呢，把这个巴兰的腿呢挤压了。巴兰生气，又打了驴子。
On the narrow path of the vineyards, the donkey squeezed to the side against the wall and also pressed Balaam's foot. Balaam angry again. You know what? Struck him again.
到另一个地方呢，左右呢，他很狭窄，没有办法转身的。这个驴呢，就干脆就趴下了。
At one time, when donkey stuck, he can't move left to right. He just lay underneath Balaam.
当然，巴兰又生气了，又是用杖打驴。
As he did twice before, he struck the donkey again.
接着发生了什么事
？What happened next?
驴开口说话了。
The donkey started talking.
后来新约怎么评论巴兰呢？
Then what is said in the New Testament about Balaam?
彼得后书第二章十五十六节，巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
As it is said in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, Balaam, who loved the wages of wickedness, but he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, a beast without speech, who spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness.
我们当中有谁会说呢？我想要走巴兰的路的。
Anyone among us would like to say, I want to go the road of Balaam.
悔改相信耶稣基督的不会故意要走上巴兰的路。
Those of us who repented and believe in Jesus Christ would not choose the road of Balaam.
我们内心的都会想要去选择弥迦书六章八节，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
From our hearts, we all want to choose that in Micah 6:8. He has showed you, O man, what is God and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with your God.
耶和华已指示你何为善，就表示说呢，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行，这些教导都可以在圣经里头找得到。
God has already showed you what is good. That is to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly. All of these can be found in the scriptures.
你不需要呢，在那边去空想，去寻求说呢，到底神的心意是什么了。
And you shouldn't just imagine yourself what is the will of God.
不知道这些教导的，那好办，因为呢，多读圣经都在里头了。
Now, what if I don't know about these teaching?Simple, just go back to your Bible.
就好像我认识我的太太 Jenny, 就花多一点时间，以前交往的时候多花一点时间跟她在一起，就认识她了。
Just as I know more about Jenny, just spend more time with her, and then I will know more about her.
同时呢，圣经是用一个故事要来，或者一个故事或者是例子呢，要来指出它的属灵原则。
In the meantime, we know the Bible just use example instance to illustrate the principle of spirituality.
就好像刚才巴兰的是一个故事，是一个例子，因为呢，对我们来讲，我们现在又不骑驴，我们现在又不住在乡下了。
Just like Balaam, it's a story example. Just we don't have donkey, we're not living in the countryside, but it is example for all of us.
从这个故事里头，我们可以知道一个属灵的原则，用这个原则应用在我们的日常生活当中。
From that story, can we understand the principle of spirituality, which can apply to our daily lives?
所以今天的经文也是一个例子。
Today's scripture is another example.
我们雅各书第四章十三到十七节，我先用中文读，然后呢再跟着英文呢跟这个春刚一起再读一次。
Today's scripture, James 4:13, is another example. Let's read in Chinese first and then English.
来，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往城里去， 在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
James 4:13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
第十三节，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Verse 13, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
从这一句话里头，我们可以对这一群说话的人有一个怎么样基本的认识呢？
From this verse, what kind of a basic understanding we will have about this group of people?
他们呢是一群很有自信的人，他们在做决定，去哪儿，什么时候去，要待多久。
These folks are very self-confident. They know they're making a decision. They know where to go and how long they're going to be there.
他们也看到他们的计划的结果是什么，是要赚钱。
And they know what's the goal of the planning is to make money.
要知道那时候这些犹太人他们是散居在外地，对他们而言呢，这一群人算是有钱人。
Now we got to understand to those.Diaspora Jews, these folks are the rich person.
因为有钱人呢，才能够旅行到外地，长期呢住在外地，那以赚钱呢作为目标。
Because only those rich, they can travel far away and they can stay there for a while and make some money as their goal.
所以，我们都是有钱人呐。
Therefore, are we all rich people? Aren't we?
或者是说呢，我们都有那个能力，我们都有那个方法，可以借到一些钱来做一些计划，来做生意。
In other words, maybe we all have some one way or the other to borrow some money, to make some plans and to make some money.
但是我要先声明一件事情，雅各在这里，他没有斥责这些人，认为说呢，赚钱是错的。
But I have to make a disclaim here, James here, he has no intention to blame those folks who need to make some money.
他只是引用这群人他们说话的内容。
He just quotes the contents of those people, what they say.
而且下面的经文呢，也没有证据说呢，赚钱是错的。
And in the following verses, there's no evidence to say it is wrong to make money.
因为我们知道没有计划，肯定不会赚钱。
Because we know without plan, we will sure not make money.
我们常常会说，那是不是我们就不要做事了？钱会从天上掉下来了。
Now shall we say we should do nothing because the money can come from the sky?
所以呢，这不也是我们的对话的内容，也是常常是这些内容。
Is that true? Many times we have similar conversation among us.
哎呀，我们搬来这里就问，哎，哪一个学区好啊？我要在那边买房子，让我的孩子能够上好学校。
Now, as soon as we came to the area, we would like to know where is the best school district. We would like to find a house in that school district.
然后呢，我们有一些 存款呢，我们呢要再买一个房子呢来作为投资。
Now with some of our saving, we were thinking about let's invest in the property to make some money of it.
我们也帮助我们的孩子呢能够去学才艺，去参加社区服务呢，因为呢将来他可以好申请到好学校。
Now what do we do with our kids? We just send them to all kinds of talent opportunity, learn everything they can, so they can go best school.
我们甚至已经在想说呢，我退休要怎么计划我的退休了。
Now, even we were almost thinking about how we're going to retire. Let's plan for that.
我们有计划，是因为呢，我们有一个目标在那里，我们希望能够达到那个目标。
The reason for us to have a plan is we have a goal. We want to use that plan to help us to achieve that goal.
没有计划的才是没有智慧的人。
Without plan,is unwise.
三一真神是有计划的。
Our triune God is the one have plan.
他在造人之前，他先把这个地球，把这个环境都造好了，他才造人。
Before he created man, he created the world universe for the man.
他在救赎之前，在创世以前，他就已经拣选了人。
Before he did the salvation, even before the beginning of the universe, he already had a plan for salvation.
他选择耶稣基督在什么时候降生在哪里，在哪一个民族当中。
He chose Jesus Christ when to come to the world and born into what nation?
甚至耶稣再来之前，他安排好，他让一群属神的人有圣灵的恩膏，可以在这地上呢做他的见证。
Even before the second coming of Jesus Christ, he elected those of us who can witness for him.
甚至于新天新地，在创世纪里头都已经讲好，他会是一个大概是一个怎么样的模样。
Even in Genesis, the new heaven and the earth, how that looks like.
我们教会上一次提到，就是教会呢给传道人呢有一个安息休假的福利。
Last time I mentioned there's a benefit the church give to preacher.
所以呢，去年年底我就计划好了，要把我的提议呢，在安息年休假的时候要做什么样的事情呢？我就已经提议给这个长老团来听取他们的建议。
That is a sabbatical leave after certain years of service. And the end of last year, I made a proposal with planning how I'm going to use this sabbatical leave to the elder board.
那当初的计划是这样子，是从今年九月中旬一直到明年一月中旬。
That time, the plan was from this past September to next January.
然后我希望能够去探访在美国、在台湾跟泰国的亲戚，就包括在俄亥俄州的克利夫兰，还有台湾的台南，还有泰国的曼谷。
And that in that plan, I planned to visit my relatives in the United States, Cleveland.In Taiwan, Tainan, and Bangkok in Thailand.
然后我也计划我们探访呢，去探访，然后服侍呢，在泰国的几个教会，包括在曼谷，还有在清迈。
And also in the plan, I would like to visit and serve several churches in Thailand, including曼谷and Chiang Mai.
我也计划呢。在西方神学院，在波特兰西方神学院呢，能够申请，并且呢，在他们的这个教牧学博士班呢，能够上一门课。
And also, I had a plan to apply for a course of for the Doctor of Ministry program in a Western seminary.
但是这一项呢，往后以后再说。
But that plan, that item was delayed into in the future.
同时呢，我也计划呢。选一本圣经书卷，然后呢，好好的研读，并且呢，把里头的这个讲道大纲呢，能够先把它排定下来。
I also plan to select a book from Bible to do a really good study and make some outlines for that whole book.
这本书选定了是腓立比书。
That book was decided. It is the book of Philippians.
另外呢，我在我平常的阅读之外的话，我还计划呢选一本书来读。
Additionally, I like to read another book in that period.
另外，当然家里的事情要处理。我家里还有呢，就是呢，事实上基本上家里的事情就是打扫，把每一个地方呢好好清理一下，要修理的能够修理好。
And also lots of chores in our home, cleaning, the reorganizing everything or fixing some stuff.
另外一件重大的事情就是呢，我前一阵子的拿到一个 scanner， 所以呢，我计划呢要把从小时候到现在所有的照片呢都把它 scan 成为这个 digital pictures.
Another project is I had a scanner recently, and I just like to scan all my pictures from when I was born to right now.
另外呢，最后一件事情就是希望能够参加一个短宣的服事。
Last but not least is to join a mission service.
当我们在计划事情的时候，盼望我们所有的基督门徒呢，都能够意识到说呢，神的心意是什么。
When as a Christian to plan to know what to plan for our work, we all like to know what's the God's will.
就好像大家在做计划的时候，你大家都会去想到孩子的光景、孩子的情况，还有年老父母的情况是怎么样。
Just like each one of us in our planning, we always want to know where we are as far as our kids and our parents.
就好像唐伟跟刘颖的话呢，他们不会计划说呢，现在要到 Disneyland 去玩，因为呢，他们孩子太小了嘛。
Just like Liu Ying and Tom, they would not plan for go a trip to Disneyland because the little one is too small.
所以呢，我们需要意识到说，圣经的教导是什么，圣灵的带领是什么，来进行来计划我们的计划。
But we got to know that what's the teaching from the Bible, what's the guidance from Holy Spirit in our planning.
同时，从另一个角度来讲，我们有计划，透过一个计划之后的话呢，我们也可以意识到神的心意是什么。
From another perspective, from the planning, we will know what's the God's will.
就好像我们家，我们两个星期前我们到海边去。我就先有一个计划，然后呢，有一个计划呢，再问杰尼说呢，哎呀，我们是在什么时候去？然后呢，要去哪里？然后呢，去选哪一个度假屋会比较合适
？Just like we spend two weeks in the coast recently, I had to have a plan in which I will have some detailed stuff and then have Jenny join in planning as well, where we do go, where to stay, and what we do.
所以计划是有需要的。
So there is a need for planning.
基督门徒呢，就更应该在我们的生活里头有计划。
As a Christian, we gotta have plan in our life.
但是，人有强烈的自信心，事情就一定会如愿的成就吗？
But with men having a strong self-confidence, that things will happen the way like we wish to happen?
第十四节，其实明天如何，你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么样。你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Verse 14, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a while and then vanishes.
中文的第一个字是其实，英文是 why， 它的原本的意思是说呢，像你一般的人。
In Chinese, verse first word is actually, but the word is actually why. This means it is like just like folks like you.
像你这样子的受造物，你怎么认为可以支配将来事件的进展呢？
Like those of you as a creature, how you can plan? How do you know in the future you can control what will happen?
人类生命是脆弱的，因此呢，所有人类的计划都具有它的不确定性。
As fragile as humans' life, therefore every plan in humankind is of uncertain.
我出国前，我母亲跟我的妹妹，他们送我呢到台北去。
Before I left for United States first time, my mom and sisters sent me off from Taipei to U.S.
那在台北的时候呢，就住在妈妈的妹妹家、阿姨家里头。
In Taipei, we stayed temporarily at our aunt's house.
那还有一个去台北还有一个重要的任务呢，就是买那个大同电锅。
One of the main things to Taipei before heading for U.S. is to buy Da Tong electric rice cooker, hot pot.
我还在我家里，那个电锅还在家里，还可以用啊。
It is still in our house. It's still useful.
但是三个月之后，我母亲过世了。
But 3 months later, back then.My mom passed away.
因为后来检查出她有脑瘤，然后呢，父亲决定，他们决定就是说呢，就动手术把这个脑瘤呢把它取出来。
It was diagnosed that she has brain tumor. Our father and mom decided to stay there and to have a surgery taken out the tumor.
将近十个小时的手术呢，很成功。
The surgery lasts for 10 hours. It is very successful.
但是呢，有一个病患，他更需要住在加护病房。医生看到我母亲的状况是最好的，所以呢，就把他从加护病房呢移到普通病房。
Back then, there is another patient who is considered more serious, and a nurse doctors give that person.Into the intensive care and taking my wife and my mother out of the intensive care.
不到一天的时间，母亲感染肺炎就过世了。
In less than a day, my mom was infected by pneumonia and she passed away.
晚上半夜三点的时候，接到我姐姐的电话，从台湾打来电话说妈妈过世了。
Early in the morning, 3 o'clock, I got a call from my sister. My mom.
这是25年前七月底我来到美国。
That was end of July of 25 years ago when I just came to the States.
10月27号我母亲过世，才56岁。
My mom was 56 years old when she was passed away the same year, October 27.
当时候我本科是这个学生命科学的，我这个生命科学的背景让我感受到说呢，生命的脆弱性和不稳定性。
My undergraduate study is in life science. That only gives me the understanding that life is fragile and is of uncertainty.
因为我母亲的过世促使我信耶稣。
Because the passing away from my mother, that made triggered me to believe in God.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes.
我们现在很重视要吃有机食物，我们要吃这个营养剂片或者是补品。
Now we all pay attention to our food. We want organic food, the nutrition, some supplements.
我们的运动，我们健身，我们烟酒不沾，我们也试着不熬夜。
We go to gym. We abstain from alcohol and cigarettes. We don't stay overnight.
我们开车走路都很小心，不要让人家来撞我们。我们不撞别人，但是我们也不让人家来撞我们。
We are very careful walking and driving just to try to stay away from those drunk drivers.
保养爱护身体是我们的责任。
Taking care of our health and body is our job.
但是不等于我们会长命百岁。
But that doesn't equal we will live into 100 years old.
圣经的启示是什么呢？
What is the revelation from Bible?
福音书里头提到说呢，有一位财主的，他努力工作呢，他的田产丰富丰盛。
In the gospel, there is a story about a rich man. He worked hard. He has lots of possessions.
而且呢，他有管理，他有策划的能力呢，他要把这个仓库呢、仓房呢，把它拆掉，要盖更大的。
He has such ability to manage his possession. He wants to tear down his barn and build a better one.
他也懂得休闲享受，他说安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
He knows how to enjoy himself. He wants to enjoy everything that he has.
所以呢，计划是有需要的。
So there is a need for planning.
但是问题是什么呢？
But what is the problem here?
财主他以为呢，这就是人生的一切。他以为呢，他所有的计划呢，都会成功。
The rich man knows this is all about the life. He knows everything he planned will be successful.
路加福音十二章二十节，神却对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”
Luke 12:20, but God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?"
这个财主他没有看见，他没有认识到，他没有接受人的有限性。
This rich man does not see, nor recognize, nor accept the limitation of a man.
我们回到雅各书第四章十四节。
It's back to the James 4:14.
既然生命是如此的脆弱、不确定、有限。
Even that life is so fragile, so uncertain, and so limited.
所以呢，在这个生命，在这个生命之下的每天的过日子。不也就更脆弱、更不确定、更有限吗？
Therefore, the daily lives under such a life is even more fragile, more uncertain, and more limited.
我原来是不想要去克利夫兰的。
Originally, I don't want to go Cleveland.
因为呢，当 Jenny 她跟泰国联络的时候呢，发现我们要去泰国北部去。拜访一个同工。
Because when Jenny contacted our contacts in Thailand, knew that we had need to go to northern Thailand to visit them.
那个同工跟我们讲说呢，老师啊，你不能来见我，因为呢那个礼拜我要参加一个婚礼。
And that co-worker told us that teachers, you cannot come to visit us because that weekend I have to attend a wedding ceremony.
我们怎么办
？What do we do?
然后后来他又 过没一阵子他又打电话过来。
A short while later, he called us again.
Hey, 老师，你们也邀请去参加婚礼。
Hey, by the way, teacher, you are also invited to the wedding ceremony.
所以现在我们变成我们要去参加一个婚礼，是一个同工，我们以前认识一个同工的弟弟的婚礼。
Now we need to go to join the wedding ceremony. That's a younger brother of a worker, a co-worker.
而且我们想说呢，在那个婚礼，我们都还可以看到很多以前的同工，很省事，到一个地方可以看到很多人。
Now we imagine that back when we arrive there, we will for sure to see many colleagues, many co-workers back long time ago.
原本呢，在曼谷的教会说呢，要请杰尼呢能够在星期天下午呢有一个婚姻讲座。
Originally, Jenny was invited. There's a marriage seminar during a Sunday afternoon.
但是后来他们改变计划了，他们说呢要一个周末的这个婚姻讲座。
But then they changed the plan into a weekend retreat about marriage.
同时呢，我们又要跟我们的亲戚碰面，所以呢，原本是两个星期的。安排变成是三个星期了。
And then we have to spend time with our relatives. Therefore, the two-week plan suddenly changed to three-week one.
这个交通、吃的、住的都是在外头，都是需要开销的。
Every single things living outside will all cost money.
所以两个月在亚洲的开销是蛮大的。
So now, can you imagine how much money we will spend for 2 months in Asia?
但是呢，我又不愿意自己一个人在家里头。
But I don't like to stay home by myself.
所以呢，我说好了，我去， 我也跟着你们一起去好。
Therefore, I say, well, I will go with you.
那哎，我说我要去之后呢，我跟在那边在克里夫兰的这个一位啊，他是以前我们留学生的辅导，留学生团契的辅导。
So knowing I'm going to Cleveland, so I'll contact the advisor for our students fellowship.
哎，他听到我要来，他说，哎。我们呢就他带了一个十几个家庭的这个家庭团契。
And he's the one leading a group of about more than 10 families of fellowship. So he getting interested.
所以他说你过来的时候呢，我们就来一个周末的退休会。
So why don't you have a weekend retreat for us when you come here?
哦，我心里好高兴，因为这是第一次有人邀请我去讲这个主持退休会。
I'm so happy because you know what? This is the first time I'm invited to lead a weekend retreat.
上个月周牧师来这里的时候，他邀请我呢十月底参加在国内的一些培训。
Last month, Pastor Chow was here and he invited me to join one of the disciple training conference in Asia or China.
我心里很挣扎。
And I was struggling quite a bit.
因为我原本是星期三从克里夫兰回到这里。
Because originally I was back in town on Wednesday.
但是如果我要去中国的话呢，我需要在星期三早上就出门了。
If I need to go to China, I have to leave for China on Wednesday morning.
挣扎之后就决定说呢，改时间好了。
After struggling, I decided, so I have to change my schedule.
我说呢，我跟你们去，这样子的啊，可以跟杰尼在一起，然后呢，又可以去这个退休会，然后呢，又可以去中国培训。
So my plan is, so I will go with Jenny to Cleveland or Thailand, and we'll have retreat first in my life, and also we'll go to China for disciple training. I will do everything.
所以呢，我们在海边的时候，就给我的岳母一个惊喜，说：“哎，我也要去克里夫兰了。”
Then I give a surprise to my in-law, mother-in-law, and sees coast, and I will go to Cleveland with you.
是不是这样就安排好了
？Is that all? My plan's perfect, right?
后来发现我机票要改日期，那个罚款。跟那个补这个票价的差额，比我原本买的机票还要贵。
Suddenly, I realized the money to change my itinerary will be even more than my original cost for all these plans, all these tickets.
哎呀，我又挣扎了，心里纠结，不晓得该怎么办。
Will I struggle again back then? I don't know. I struggled and I don't know what to do.
还是老婆有智慧，她说了一句话，她认为呢，就她说呢，时间不要排得太紧凑，而影响到在去中国的这个培训。
As wise as my wife Jenny, she told me, gives me some advice that just don't put your schedule too tight. You can do everything. You just do it accordingly.
所以呢，就变成我做决定的原则，我就不去克里夫兰了。
Therefore,my principle of decision is to give up the trip to Cleveland.
就是我会独自在家，然后呢，我走之后他才回来，所以呢，我们这之间呢会有两个多星期呢，我们会没有机会见面。
So I will stay home after they left for Cleveland, and then I will leave for China even before they came home. Therefore, I will be at home by myself for about 2 weeks.
What's the big deal? 这有什么大事情吗？是不是？
这有什么大事情吗？ What's the big deal? Is it right?
但是呢，你要知道，我跟他结婚22年，这个是第三次我们会分开两个多星期。哎呀，好难受哦！现在都还没有开始。
But you gotta realize, in our 22 years of a marriage, this is the third time we've been separated for 2 weeks. Don't you think I will be as enjoy as I used to be?
所以我确认我。 我比大家软弱，有时候呢，大家分开，就是夫妻分开好久，觉得没什么事情，对我们来讲，这是个大事情。
I think I'm weaker than many of you because I can not do that. It's only the third time, but I can imagine some of you has such a strong will and can do that.
所以我们需要接受人的有限性，而且呢，期待、预期呢，生活中有很多不确定的。
So man has to admit it that they have limitation in their lives. In their planning, there is a boundary, there is a limit.
但是呢，改变计划不表示说呢，我们就接受命运的摆布。
But changing plan does not mean we just have to give the control to the life, to the fortune.
而是呢，对神有信心的表现。
But it is the time we show our faith in God.
这也不是说呢，哎，我信心满满的计划呢，一定会成就，或者是呢，非得成就不可。
That is not to say full of faith or confidence. That means every plan will be successful or fulfilled as we wish.
不是说第十三节，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利，而是呢，第十五节，你们只当说。主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做或做那事。
Verse 13 is not the only verse here. Now listen, you who said today, tomorrow, we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. There's a verse 15 there. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
为什么说这是对神的信心呢？
Why this is the faith to God?
什么是信心呢？
What is the faith?
我们常常在想说信心大，就是呢，我们心里所想的，我们向神求的成就了，这个就叫信心大。
Many of us think in our hearts that our faith is strong means everything we think and plan will be fulfilled.
我们在做见证的时候也都是这样子见证，我们在听见证的时候也都是听到这样子的见证。
Is that every time we hear testimony, we hear such a testimony, and when we give testimony, we do the same thing?
所以呢，那些心里想的或向神求的没有成就的话呢，我们就认为是信心小。
And therefore, whenever we have something in our planning, in our wishes didn't happen, then we feel our faith is not as big as the last time.
所以呢，你从来很少很少听过这样子的见证。
And therefore, you really hear such a witness about why things didn't happen the way we want it.
但是呢，这不是圣经里头的信心，这是呢，以人为中心的信仰。
But that is not the faith in Bible, that is the faith of centered on our man.
圣经所讲的信心是说呢，我们对神认为神相信神有绝对的主权来决定事情怎么样来发生，怎么样来进展。
The faith in Bible is how we trust our God. We give sovereignty our God. We know our God is sovereign, that He planned everything for us.
而且呢，每一件事情都是为我好，而且是最好的。
Even that everything that he did is the plan for us, and that's the best for us.
而且呢，神做这样子的事情呢，是为我好，好到爱是爱我，爱我到就好像当初耶稣基督为我死在十字架上那样子的爱我。
The thing he did for me is so good. It's just like he gave his begotten son Jesus Christ for me when he died on cross for us. He loves us so much.
这样子的信心才是以主耶稣基督为中心的信仰。
That kind of faith is the faith we centered on Jesus Christ.
另外呢，我们有一个错误的观念哈，我们错误的观念是说呢，我们都承认神存在，但是呢，他在那里，天高皇帝远。
Another incorrect view about this is like God exists, but God is far away, just like the emperor is far away as the sky is so high up.
我们呢，在这里的生活呢， 跟神呢没有什么互动，没有什么交集。
There's no connection between our lives and God.
但是事实却是呢，我们这可见的这些属物质界的，事实上是受到不可见属灵界的影响。
But the fact is, everything in our physical world is impacted by those in the spiritual world.
主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do that.
不是说不需要保养爱护身体生命。
That is not to say we shouldn't take care of our health and our body and our life.
而是呢，主权是在神的手中。
But the sovereignty is in God's hand.
我们人的意愿跟我们人的努力不能超越过耶稣的全能。
The wish and the effort of our human being cannot surpass the power of God and Jesus Christ.
因此呢，当我们跟神有亲密关系的时候，我们就比较知道神的心意是什么。
But when we have intimate relationship with our God, then we will know what's the will of God.
我们在做决定的时候呢，就比较容易呢去符合神的心意。
When it's time for us to make decision, we will be easier to make decision according to His will.
这样子我们在过日子的时候呢，就更有把握，就更稳妥。
And we will have assurance and a stableness in our daily life.
所以我也跟我的妻子 Jenny 讲说，主若愿意，你就可以活着。
Therefore, I told my wife Jenny, if it is God's will, you will live.
而且呢，十月十号星期四，他有这个博士班的考试，他有这个论文的提交，主若愿意，他可以通过。
Also, October 10th, Jenny will have an exam for a doctoral degree, and also will have a presentation for her dissertation proposal. As I said again, if God's will, you will be fine.
因为呢，她很努力，我真的是她很努力在准备。
Because she's so hardworking, I really know there's no one work as hard as she does.
但是主权在神的手中。
But God is in control.
我不是说我的计划呢，我已经是百分之百知道神的心意是什么样。
That is not say I have 100% for sure that what's the plan of God for me.
但是呢，我至少我可以感受到说呢，目前呢，这是神给我们的带领。
But at least I can feel that is the God guidance, that God leading us at this moment.
如果再有改变的话，是什么意思？
What is meaning if there's another change?
有可能是我踏出了第一步之后，神才会告诉我第二步是什么。
Maybe after I take off the first step, God will let me know what's the second one.
也可能是我个人的私欲呢，以为说呢，神就是这个意思。
Maybe my self-desire misunderstand the will of God.
但是不管发生什么样的事情，不管以后的行程有什么样的改变。我都承认耶稣基督的全能。
Regardless what will happen tomorrow, I will admit Jesus Christ is sovereign and God has control.
主若愿意。
If God's will.
而且呢，我都相信呢，不管发生什么样的事情呢，都是为我好，都是最好的。
And I believe that.Whatever happens, it will be the best for me.
因为呢，神爱我。
Because God loves me.
我现在一个代祷请求，我现在就只剩下这个去中国的签证还没有拿到，其他的机票、旅馆这些都已经订好了。
I have one more prayer request. I've done everything, all settled except the visa to China. Pray for me to get in the China visa.
因此呢，所以作者雅各真正要指责的到底是什么呢
？But as what's the deal, James here? What is trying to point?
是第十三节的真正问题是什么呢
？What's the real problem of verse 13?
第十六节，现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
Verse 16, as it is, you boast and brag, all such boasting is evil.
做生意赚钱的计划，这个计划内容不是问题所在。
It is not a problem to make plan, to do business, to make money.
心态才是关键所在。
The mindset is the key.
当然有些计划内容真的是根本有问题，是也是因为呢，心态本身就有问题了。
Of course, there are some issues in the planning, because our mindset when we started out, there's some issues here.
有问题，我是以神的教导跟神的标准来作为对来定对错。
To have a problem or not is I use the standard of God.
同样的，夸口本身不是问题。
Boast and brag.Is not an issue by itself.
因为呢，一章九节，卑微的弟兄要因自己得高升而夸口。
Because verse, chapter 1, verse 9 says, Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation.
因此，四章十六节，夸口的态度，张狂夸口是问题所在。
Therefore, verse 16, the problem here is not just boast and brag, is the attitude, the mindset of boast and brag.
也就是说，这些人他们的计划不需要神在其中。
And that is to say, these folks, they have a plan, but they don't want to include God in those.
他们不需要神在他们的计划里头。
They don't want God in their planning.
因此，这样夸口都是恶的。
Therefore, all such boasting is evil.
我相信我们大概不会明目张胆的这个夸张、张狂夸口。
I believe none of us will blatantly just to say brag and boasting.
当然呢，心态才是关键所在。
But then the key is in our hearts.
如果你我的生在你我的生活里头，神不在其中，或者是呢，我们认为不需要神的话，就是在张狂夸口。
If we do everything but include God in our daily lives, that is brag, that is boast.
就是在行恶。
That is evil.
神在其中，需要神的心态是什么呢？
Having God in our life, what is the mindset for needing God?
第十五节，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Verse 15, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
这也就是第十七节行善的意思，这是相对于第十六节的恶的。
This is the meaning, doing good. In verse 17, it is in contrast to the 16, what is the evil?
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins.
所以不是在讲说呢，做生意赚钱是恶的。
That is not saying it is evil to do business and make money.
也不是在讲说呢，拿钱去帮助有需要的人是行善。
That is not to say use your own money to help others is good.
这跟上下文没有关系的。
Is irrelevant in the context.
问题是说在我们的计划中。
The question is in our planning.
不管我们是在申请大学。
Regardless whether applying college,
我们养育儿女
we raise our children,
我们的平常的工作我们的休闲
our work, our leisure time,
我们的投资我们的买卖
our investments and doing business,
我们的教会服事
our church ministry,
安息休假
and sabbaticals,
在我们的计划中神在不在其中
in our plan, do we have God?
神的心意是什么？
What is the will of God?
神的主权有没有给彰显出来呢？
Whether the sovereignty of our God has been demonstrated.
现在我们需要，我们都晓得需要把神给算进来。
Now we all know we need to include God in our mind ourselves.
如果我们没有意识到神的心意，不把神给算进来，不承认神的主权的话，这就是罪了。
If we're not aware of God's will, we don't include God in our planning. That is evil. That is sin.
罪，我们常常会认为说，做了什么是罪。
Now many times we know what we have done is sin.
但是罪也包括没做什么。
But sin also includes what we haven't done.
把神给算进来。
Include God among us.
所以我们应该怎么样的回应呢？
Now, why we should respond?
我们知道自己的缺乏。
We know the deficiencies among ourselves.
我们知道自己的缺乏的时候呢，我们才会想说呢，有这个计划的需要。
Only we are aware of the deficiencies, then can we understand the need.
我们知道自己的缺乏的时候，才会去接受人自己的这样子的有限性。
Only when we are aware of our deficiency, then do we accept the limitation of ourselves.
我们才会承认基督的全能。
Then we recognize the Almighty God, our Jesus Christ.
我们才会刻意的去行动，去把神给算进来。
Then we have intention to act to include God in our lives.
在每天的过日子里，你我愿意去意识到神的心意吗？
In our daily life, you and I, do we intend to include God, to be aware of the will of God?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
是的，父神，在这时候可能有一些计划是在我们的心里头，是我们正在挂念着。
God, there is something in our planning right now that we worry about, we are thinking about.
我们真的是求你自己帮助我们，我们把你给算进来。
We really want your help. We really want you to come into our lives.
我们也打开我们的心，我们要知道你的心意是如何。
We like to open our hearts. We like to know what your will.
我们愿意来接受你给我们在计划上面的改变。
We're willing to accept the changes you bring to us in our planning.
我们也愿意来接受你给我们的带领。
We're willing to accept your leading us.
因为我们要你的名在我们当中，我们的生活里头被高举。
Because we want your name to be exalted in our lives.
我们愿意成为一个有信心的儿女。
We like to become a faithful children, son and daughters.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.